Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Lively, and I'm the clinical director of the Transitions to Parenthood program at the Family Institute. We're a team of psychotherapists specializing in reproductive mental health and provide therapy and support to women, men, infants, couples, and families in this important life transition. Today on the podcast, I have the privilege of hosting Ellie Taylor. Ellie is an Australian parenting expert who is becoming known as a parenthood pioneer. She's also the author of the award-winning book, Becoming Us, and the creator of a class to prepare expectant parents for parenthood, also called Becoming Us, that we are offering at the Family Institute through our Transitions to Parenthood program. So welcome, Ellie.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm absolutely delighted to be here. And I'm thrilled to be a part of what you're doing there and really impressed by what you're doing there. And thanks for providing this service to your community.
Yeah, thanks for developing this curriculum. I wanted to share that I met Ellie at the Postpartum Support International Conference. You spoke really passionately about the vulnerability of new parents and how there are not really any preparations or rites of passages in Western cultures to really prepare people for this awesome life change. It struck me as absolutely true. And so I really wanted to talked with her and learned more about her work. I wondered if you could speak a little bit, Ellie, about what drew you to this topic and how you became a parenthood pioneer.
Well, I guess it started when I became a mum. I thought I was really well prepared for parenthood. I read all the books that I could find. I did prenatal yoga classes. My husband and I paid to do private prenatal classes. You know, I did everything. It was a natural next step for us. We'd bought our home. I was ready to leave my career behind for a little while, and it felt right. And yet after we had our son, I became, I guess, quite painfully aware of all the ways that we hadn't been prepared for parenthood. There was, you know, so many changes. You know, life was in a turmoil and it was really chaotic, and there are also sort of some subtle changes that I found that were going on inside of me as I was sort of growing into my mother self that I couldn't put words to. And I noticed the relationship changes that we were going through as well. And so I started researching, and I found that, as you said, in ancient cultures, that parenthood was considered a rite of passage. And I found out that there were different stages in that rite of passage that were facilitated by village elders and older parents. And then I realized, you know, like, I was sort of, I guess, angry at my midwife and my childbirth educator for not covering some of this stuff. But then I realized that it really wasn't their role. They did a great job of preparing me for the birth and a great job of getting me through the birth, and we had fantastic birth experience, but nothing they covered prepared me, let alone my husband, for the early weeks, months of parenthood. So when I became a relationship counselor, I was actually pregnant with our second child when I became a relationship counselor, I started noticing my clients were coming to me with very similar issues that my husband and I had been kind of grappling with and having to work through. And it's funny because one of the first questions a relationship counselor often asks a couple is, you know, when did things start to change between you? And inevitably my clients would be saying that it was when they became parents. They may have been having issues for years and years, but when we went back to when the issues started, it was quite commonly in that you know, period after baby, the postpartum period. And so I thought, you know, I realized over time, when I also then started to look into the research, that, you know, it wasn't just me and my husband, it wasn't just my clients, it was pretty much everyone that was grappling with these same issues. And I thought, this is crazy, you know, like, if we're all going through it, why isn't part of somebody's role to be preparing us for this stuff? And so that was the beginning of doing the research and writing the book and now training other professionals to do this work.
Yeah, that is really profound. If these changes are so predictable, why it's not something that somebody has the role of really preparing people for this change.
Yeah, well, I I kept looking, you know, like I kept looking for, you know, who's doing this work. And, you know, a lot of therapists are doing this work, you know, from the other end. So we're looking back over that time and doing, you know, repairing relationships and helping couples to forgive each other and to move forward together. But there was, you know, nobody was doing this kind of, as you said, this predictive work. And so I thought, well, you know, what are we predicting? What can we equip couples for? What is the process that we're all going through? What are the steps in this process? You know, what are the stages in this process? And can we equip couples to manage this process so that parenthood is what it should be, which is a, you know, like a beautiful bonding, you know, joyful experience? And the answer is yes, and that's what we're doing now with the classes that I hope we're going to talk about in a little while. And, you know, I'm really happy and proud to say that this work is now being done by professionals. It's so exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about it. You say in Becoming Us, the book, which I love and recommend to all of my expecting women, men, and couples, having a baby may be our first real opportunity in life to develop an awareness of how stress and change affect us and to develop the skills for coping with that. I'm curious if you have any comments about what makes the transition to parenthood such a unique time to observe these things about ourselves and why it's so important.
The first thing is that we don't get any preparation for it. I mean, when I think about it, I think I have to do a course and do some training to drive a car. I have to do any sort of educational course for any sort of vocation. Parenthood is something in life that we don't have a course for, or we didn't have a course for, and yet we call it the most important job in the world. You know, well, if it's the most important job in the world and parents know it's way, way, way more than a job, then shouldn't we have some sort of preparation? The second thing is that because most couples don't grow up with a baby in the house anymore, we don't grow up in extended families and close communities where we, you know, might have a sister or an aunt or whatever that has a baby in the house. Most couples have got very little real lived experience of life with a baby. There's a lot of unknowns for them of what life is actually really going to be like. And so there's a lot of challenges that they're not prepared for. Like, they might know that they're going to be tired for a period of time because, you know, they're going to be waking up at night for the baby, but they don't get to see what really tired looks like. And until you get there, you don't really know the effect of sleep deprivation. You know, like, now I know why it's a form of torture. It does terrible things to a person. They may have this concept of what it's going to be like, but not really have any experience of the reality and the flow-on effect, I suppose, the ripple effect that being unprepared has. Even transitions are quite stressful. Any sort of transition, a transition into a job, a transition out of a job, marriage, any transition is stressful. So there's some inherent stress in any transition, but I think it applies particularly to the transition into parenthood. The other big problem is that I think our culture in a lot of ways, I think, sets couples up for failure. You know, we give them kind of shiny, happy images, the Instagram posts, the social media posts about how perfect it is, how wonderful it is, how happy we are. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure for couples to be that and to feel that. But the reality is that most couples are actually struggling in some way, shape or form.
Well, I think you were saying our culture sets couples up for failure in a lot of ways because some of the images that we see just aren't realistic.
Couples get bombarded with so much information and marketing and messaging about parenthood. It's really, really hard for them to know what's most important to focus on. Often they're focusing on stuff that's not so important. Advertisers play on this, I think, a little bit. You know, it's like there's some natural anxiety about becoming a parent, and an advertiser will take advantage of that anxiety and basically say, oh, you know, buy this product and it's going to reduce your anxiety, you know? And so that's often what parents focus on. And yet they would be, if they've got some money to invest, they'd be a lot better investing it in preparing in some real concrete, practical ways that are going to, you know, serve them going forward for years and years, not just, you know, for the first couple of months sort of thing. So,
well, speaking of expectations, I think one of the more common ones is that having a baby together will naturally bring a couple closer together. I'm curious about your thoughts on this and how you might talk to couples about this particular expectation.
Yeah, look, this is a huge one for couples, and I know that's how I felt, that because I loved my partner so much, you know, I wanted to have a little person that was half him and half me. But the research actually paints a very different picture. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, but I don't want anyone listening to get too anxious about it, because I'll put it into perspective in a minute. The research tells us that something like 92% of couples actually have increased differences and conflict in the first year after baby, which is a shock for a lot of parents to hear. 67% apparently of couples have decreased relationship satisfaction in the first 3 years after baby. And, you know, like that's not going to make sense for some people. But then, you know, when we think about the fatigue, you know, the sleep deprivation that we've spoken about, we think that all the time and energy is going into that, you know, gorgeous, gorgeous little baby, and there's going to be very little left over for ourselves and even less for our partners. You think about how there's all these unrealistic expectations that we're not living up to, but maybe we're not supposed to. I remember thinking that my relationship with my husband's parents was never an issue until we had a baby, because all of a sudden there were these cultural differences, there was these ways of doing things, you know, even down to you're in America and I'm in Australia, so I can tell you about my mother-in-law. you're a long way away. I love her to pieces. I absolutely love her to pieces, but she comes from a different cultural background to me, and she wanted to feed my son at 4 months of age something that wasn't on the approved, you know, baby food list, and I was breastfeeding anyway. So all of a sudden I had these issues with my in-laws that put my husband in a really difficult situation, you know, and this is just one example of, you know, stuff that doesn't come up until you're really sleep deprived and tired, and you just don't have the energy to figure this stuff out. And that's what I found in my research. So my research was about the different stages of parenthood and the challenges for couples in each stage. And in a nutshell, the research was that if couples took one path through the stages, it could mean that they could become more and more disconnected from each other. But if they took another path through the stages, and I provide lots and lots of steps about what those steps are on that path, then it could actually bring them closer through the challenges. And that's the crux of the work, is that if you don't shy away from the challenges, if you use the challenges as an opportunity to get to know yourself better, get to know your partner better, and manage the challenges, it not only brings you closer, but really lays a really sort of deep, solid foundation for your family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I want to thank Ellie Taylor for being with us today. For more information on Ellie and her work, please go to Ellie Taylor, that's ELLYTAYLOR.com. And if you're interested in more information or enrolling in Becoming Us at the Family Institute, please email us at transitiontoparenthood@family-institute.org. Or call us at 847-733-4300, extension 899.